The one where Derek has a pen name by Mickey Mouse, read by Whimsical Meerkat. The rating is explicit, no archive warnings apply. The fandom is Teen Wolf. The relationship is Derek Hale / Styles Stilinski. Additional tags are masturbation, blowjobs, and fluff and crack. Summary. So, Derek, Styles grinned, I had no idea that you wrote gay erotica on Amazon. Author's notes. Based vaguely on a Twitter thread for Al Juman and Hal Natural because they are dirty enablers and I love them both for it. Please enjoy this utter ridiculousness. Thank you to Spell Wove Knight for the quick beta. Heart. If I'm missing a tag, please let me know. It wasn't like he went looking for it. Okay, well, he kind of did, but Styles didn't intend to find it. That was a big difference. It's not like he hopped onto Amazon with the thought of, hey, I'm going to find out if one of my friends / unattainable crushes is writing gay erotica. What had really happened was some asshole had stolen Styles' most popular Finn Poe fanfic, replaced all the names, and then threw it up on Amazon for a cool $2.99. When one of his readers alerted him to this fact, he'd immediately gone to Amazon to rip the plagiarizing fucker to shreds. Once he'd reported his own book as stolen, he clicked the author's name to see if he had any others. Chances were good they'd be plagiarized, too. Styles stopped short when he saw the author photo, which the asshole had undoubtedly stolen as well. Oh my god. And then, because once wasn't enough, oh my god. So Derek, Styles slid into the chair next to him and started loading his plate with pizza. The rest of the pack was in the living room, but Derek always insisted on eating at the table, and Styles didn't like to leave him alone. Scott said he was a good friend. Styles felt pining hopelessly was a more accurate description. Derek gave him the raised eyebrows that meant yes. Styles grinned. I had no idea that you wrote gay erotica on Amazon. What he expected was for Derek's brow to crinkle adorably in confusion, and then Styles would explain what had happened, and they'd have a good laugh that the douchebag who plagiarized his fic had thought to steal Derek's irritated Facebook profile picture in order to do so. But what actually happened was that Derek dropped his pizza to his plate and turned white as a sheet. He cast a fearful glance over his shoulder at the living room, where the rest of the pack was eating, and then lowered his voice and whispered, how did you find out? Which, what? Wait, hold on. You actually write gay erotica? Styles was starting to get angry now. You mean to tell me that was you stealing fics and trying to make a buck? What? Derek jerked back. Now his brow crinkled adorably in confusion and then less adorably with anger. No, I wouldn't steal someone else's work. Did someone steal one of your fics? Styles waved it away. Yeah, but it's already taken down. He was using your Facebook picture as his author picture, though. So that wasn't you. But you do actually write gay erotica on Amazon? Derek's cheeks turned red under his dark beard, and he ducked his head over his plate, mechanically shoving pizza into his mouth. It was as good as an admission. Sal's brain was going to explode with this new information. Oh my god, he said quietly. Holy shit, what's your pen name? Have I read any of your stuff? I don't know, Derek grumbled into his food. Wait, you read gay erotica? I have needs, Derek, and don't change the subject. What's your pen name? Derek glared at him. Styles whined and batted his best puppy dog eyes at him. Please? No. Oh, come on, you know I'll find out anyway. Derek snorted. I'd like to see you try. Styles bit into his pizza threateningly. Oh, challenge accepted, motherfucker. Challenge accepted. It turned out all Styles had to do to learn Derek's pen name was wait until they were at the diner for their weekly lunch. Derek left his phone on the table when he went to the bathroom. Styles grabbed it, swiped it open, and checked his email. Frankly, he was almost disappointed in how easy it was. Derek's pen name was Astor Hardy, which how even had he come up with that? Styles put the phone back on the table right where Derek had left it, opened his own phone, and proceeded to download everything Astor Hardy had ever written. By the time Derek came back from the bathroom, Styles was $50 poorer, but he had a whole lot of Derek-penned gay erotica on his account to keep him company that evening. With his new bounty of erotic novellas and an empty house, Styles got comfortable in his bed and opened up the first of the stories on his tablet, something about two bickering co-workers named Matt and Daniel. The blurb promised loads of detailed office sex, and Styles was looking forward to it. To his complete and utter surprise, it was actually good. The characters were intriguing and funny and smart, constantly one-upping each other. The plot was solid, and the sexual tension was through the roof. And the sex scenes themselves? Holy shit. Styles had never read anything so hot in his entire life. By the time he reached chapter 4, where Matt had just backed Daniel up against the copier to blow him, his dick was so hard he could have used it for a baseball bat. Derek had written this. Derek had sat down at a laptop, or probably a typewriter, because this was Derek, in his stupid thumbhole sweater and his stupid black glasses and written about Matt dropping to his knees, slowly unzipping Daniel's fly and smirking while Daniel stared back at him, dumbfound and panting, and... God, Styles was getting more turned on thinking about Derek writing this shit than he was by the actual story. Oh, fuck it. He set his tablet aside and shoved his hand down his sweats, biting back a moan the second he took his dick in hand. It was a little too dry, which he'd have to remedy soon, but right now he just wanted to feel it. Wanted to imagine that Derek was in front of him, pinning him to the bed, licking his lips like he wanted to devour Styles. Styles had never wanted to be devoured so much. He shirked himself a few more times, reaching back with his other hand to tease his balls, and then a little further back to press one finger against the rim of his ass. One of these days, he'd get a proper toy, but for now, this worked. This was good. His window slid up. Styles had half a second to grab a pillow and yank it over his lap before Derek came tumbling into the room. What the fuck, dude? I've been trying to call you, Derek said, and then stopped in his tracks and sniffed. Realization dawned on his face. Oh. Yeah, oh, Styles mimicked, clutching his pillow like it was a lifeline. I had my phone on silent because I was having special Styles time. Oh, Derek said again, eyes darting around the room, and now Styles could see how furiously he was blushing. I didn't. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. Derek looked like he was about to pass out from sheer embarrassment. It might have been funny if Styles wasn't equally embarrassed. You know, this is at least partially your fault, Astor Hardy. Derek snapped his head around from where he'd been looking anywhere but Styles to stare at him. What? I found your name, I downloaded your books, and this, Styles waved his hand at the room, is the result. So, ergo, at least partially your fault. Derek continued to boggle at him like he couldn't believe his ears. You like them? Yes, I like them. Oh. Derek blinked a few times and then said, would you like some help with that? Would I what now? Help. Derek nodded at his lap. With that. Styles opened his mouth to argue about how completely and utterly cliche that line was. He'd heard more original shit in porn, for God's sake. Before he realized his heretofore unattainable crush had just asked him if he wanted help with his dick. Oh, hell yes, Styles breathed. Derek crossed the room in two strides and yanked the pillow off his lap and grabbed the waistband of Styles' sweats. Styles helpfully arched his hips off the bed, and then the sweats were gone, and holy mother of God, Derek's mouth was on his dick. It was wet and warm, with Derek's tongue doing things that made his toes curl. He had one hand wrapped around the base of Styles' dick while the other rested on his knee, pushing it gently out like he was trying to make more room for himself there. Styles bucked up into the touch because he couldn't help himself, because it was actually painful to keep still. But Derek took him even deeper, and Styles was absolutely not going to last. Not with Derek's beard gently scraping his skin, a contrast to the softness of his lips and the obscene noises he made around Styles' dick, like he'd been fucking dying to suck it. Oh shit, not going to last at all. Derek, Styles grabbed his surprisingly soft hair. "Derek, I'm going to come. I'm..." Derek rumbled low in the back of his throat, and the sensation went straight through Styles' dick. In the next breath, he was coming down Derek's throat, and Derek was swallowing it. And this was officially the hottest thing to happen to Styles in his entire life. Derek finally pulled off and looked up at him, his eyes flickering blue. Like, just being around Styles was enough to make him lose some of his iron control. "I was thinking of you when I wrote the sex scenes." The confession made Styles' heart flip-flop. "I was thinking of you when I was reading them." Derek squeezed his thighs. "Want to act out a few others?" Styles grabbed him by the shoulders to haul him up into a kiss. "I thought you'd never ask." The end. Go leave a comment for Mickey Mouse on the original fic, and then come see me on Tumblr or Dreamwidth as Whimsical Meerkat. Thanks for listening.